Karunyaya, an invitation to the truth. The invalidity of the claim that the probability calculations regarding protein formation are wrong. Since the greatest and most fundamental dilemma facing Darwinism is that of the initial beginning of life, that is the subject that is most troubling to Darwinists. Darwinists are unable to account for the formation of a single protein, even in the laboratory. Yet alone, by chance, and as always, they resort to demagoguery as the easiest way out. Darwinists hide behind the idea that the probability calculations for the formation of a single protein are wrong. Even this just goes to show how terrified Darwinists are at their inability to account for a single protein. It is true that the probability of an average functional protein in the human body forming spontaneously has been calculated as 1 in 10 to the 950th power. But even if there is an error in their calculations, as Darwinists hypothesize, if the true probability were 1 in 10 to the 600th power, or even 400th power, or even 100th power, or even 10 to the 60th power instead of 10 to the 950th power, would still pose an insoluble dilemma for Darwinists because the probability in all cases would still be zero. But the point that really needs to be emphasized is this. In terms of protein, it is impossible to speak of any mathematical probability at all, because in order for a protein to form, other proteins must already be present. In other words, it is incorrect to employ the logic of it can only form with such and such a probability, because protein itself has to exist beforehand in order for protein to come into existence. And this is a huge vicious circle for Darwinists. Even if all the materials needed for protein and all the amino acids that represent the building blocks of protein were all brought together, no protein would still form in any way. The presence of DNA and proteins to perform the manufacture of protein and fully equipped cells to organize the process is still essential. In addition, 60 proteins are needed for a single protein to form, not just one or two. Since these all have different functions, they are all highly specialized. It is unclear why Darwinists keep insisting on bringing up the fact that protein and DNA are essential for protein to exist has been known to scientists for a very long time. It is, of course, something that every scientist investigating the cell in the 21st century must know. The important thing is not who discovered it, but that it represents an insoluble dilemma for evolution. It is therefore deceptive for Darwinists to try to gain time by saying that calculation is wrong, but this one is right. No matter what Darwinists claim, it is impossible for them to account for the emergence of a protein, in other words, the origin of life. The fact that Darwinists are unable to account for a single protein totally eliminates the theory of evolution. All false accounts regarding evolution will all be invalid right from the outset.
www.harunyahya.com